Stranger Things and Westworld were shut out at the Emmys last night. The biggest winners were Hulu's The Handmaid's Tale and HBO's Big Little Lies, both shows with strong female leads. It was a big night for people of color as well, and politics were front and center throughout the evening. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hello, Jeremy.
And there were a lot of politics last night, from Stephen Colbert's opening monologue to Donald Glover, who made a direct comment about the president.
I want to thank Trump for making black people number one on the most oppressed list. He's the reason I'm probably up here. And
then there was a reunion of 9 to 5 cast, Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. Here's Fonda and Tomlin.
Back in 1980, in that movie, we refused to be controlled by a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot. Really? And in 2017, we still refuse to be controlled by a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Derek, in other award shows, we always wonder if there are going to be a lot of politics, and sometimes there aren't. But in this case, it really got political.
Donald Trump has never won an Emmy Award, but last night he was the Emmy Awards. Mm. The opening monologue was devoted to him. The speeches were about him. The best comedy went to Veep, which famously tweaked its plot line to make room for Trump. Best drama went to Handmaid's Tale, a dystopian prophecy that many people considered to be of a piece with the Trump era. The show to win the most Emmys was Saturday Night Live, SNL, which had a resurgence in large part due to its political satire. All and right. Then to top it off, Alec Baldwin, who won an acting award, literally dedicated his Emmy Award to Donald Trump. And so in many ways, this was, as always, a celebration of television and the art form and the actors and writers that make that art possible. But almost every single moment was suffused with criticism of an awareness of this specter of the president.
Including the surprise appearance by Sean Spicer, the former White House press secretary, talking about the Emmys audience. Here he is.
This will be the largest audience to witness an Emmys, period, both in person and around the world.
Make a fun of what he did on Inauguration Day and talking about the crowd being so big. How did people react to that?
There were two reactions that I saw. The first was rather simply, this is amusing. And you could see it on the faces of some of the members of the audience. People were shocked to see him, but were laughing as he spoke. And I recall Colbert, I think, ushered him off stage by saying, thank you, Melissa McCarthy. The second reaction that I saw, though, was the critical reaction among political journalists and political-minded television critics on Twitter. Sean Spicer, I think, in many ways served as an agent of purposeful disinformation. He often lied pointlessly and falsifiably about issues as straightforward as, we just heard, how big was the inaugural crowd. And right. I think the feeling was now 6 months later, here he is being rehabilitated as someone for whom we should laugh about the pointless fibs. So, you know, for me, I understand both points. When I saw the moment, I did laugh, but I also understood the criticism from the left.
What does it say to you that with all of the great shows, and this is really, as we've talked about, a golden age of television right now, that The Handmaid's Tale, which is this Hulu show based on the Margaret Atwood novel about a dystopian future where women are oppressed by a totalitarian government, what does it say that that show won so many awards?
I think there's two points to make about The Handmaid's Tale. The first is that its success was clearly a reflection of the subject matter, which many people loudly interpreted as being prescient in the age of Trump, including fears of totalitarianism, a feeling of xenophobia, politicized misogyny, and then there's also the subcurrent in the plot of environmental degradation. And many people, as the show was coming out on Hulu, said, oh my gosh, what incredible timing for this to come out at a time when so many are worried that all these issues are going to be an intrinsic part of our politics. The second important thing to point out is that it's just a great show. It was critically critically acclaimed. Elizabeth Moss was fantastic. And there were lots of other shows, as you said at the top, Stranger Things, Westworld, that were similarly critically acclaimed but didn't necessarily win the Emmys. So I think it needed to be at the center of both of these Venn diagrams, right? To be both a critically acclaimed show and to be seen as a parable for our times. And I think obviously no show quite hit that intersection quite as hard as Handmaid's Tale.
One more clip I want to play. This is Lena Waithe of Netflix's Master of None, who became the first African-American woman to win an Emmy for comedy writing, and she said this.
And last but certainly not least, my LGBTQIA family. I see each and every one of you. The things that make us different, those are our superpowers. Every day when you walk out the door, put on your imaginary cape, and go out there and conquer the world, because the world would not be as beautiful as it is if we weren't in it.
Derek, a big night for diversity at the Emmys.
Huge night for diversity at the Emmys across the acting categories and the writing. I mean, the Emmys ratified prestige television as an artistic medium that offers counter-programming to and criticism of modern politics. And you saw that celebration last night.
That's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks as always.
Thank you.